Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host. We have a hot topic this evening. Our hot topic this evening is child support. What should men and women both alike that receive child support, what should they be able to actually spend this child support on? The whole purpose of doing this show tonight is because I saw something in the chat room where they were going out, like they were going back and forth about this, about child support. They were going back and forth about what should be covered, what should not be covered. It was just a big mess, a big old argument. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and do the topic. So before I start taking callers, I'm going to go ahead and give my input of what I think that, you know, you should be able to spend child support on. Now, I feel like, you know, a lot of people were saying that, well, the only thing that women should be able to use child support on is basically the children. They were saying a lot of the input on it, they were saying that women, that the card should shut off if they use it on anything else. Now, I have one discrepancy here, just one discrepancy. If a woman needs to go, and I'm not talking about your average $200 or $300 or $400 weave. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, if a woman needs to get her hair done because she's going to a job interview that might benefit that child. See, what people, I don't have a problem with that, but what the couple of men or the couple of women who actually pay child support, they get things confusing and they get things twisted on what they believe they should pay. Now, keep in mind, the little bit of child support that you may get, that little bit of child support is not helping raise that child. That little bit of child support, it doesn't cover when the babysitter doesn't show up and you have to get another babysitter. It doesn't cover when the child is sick and the mother has to take days off of work. See, people get things twisted of what child support is really about. They assume she took me to court, I'm paying my child support, I'm doing my due diligence, and that's all I should do. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example, and I'm going to take some callers because I see y'all, but I'm going to give you some prime examples. I know somebody who was paying child support, and really the mother raised a child. The mother is the one who raised this child. Well, this person, this gentleman was so bogus about not wanting to pay child support, they had a house fire and got burned out of everything. And because he felt like his tax check was just taken for child support, nobody should help her. Because he felt like she, you know, and like I had to explain to him, that's your child. If she suffers, your child suffers. If a woman goes hungry, that child goes hungry with her. Now, you have some women out there who will, of course, they will go and they will put their child before them and they will eat before their child. But what a lot of people don't seem to realize and what a lot of people don't seem to grasp when it comes to child support and everything to go along with child support, that just because you pay X amount of dollars and just because your tax check may be taken doesn't mean that you're fully taking care of that child. And let me just elaborate on it and let me just make you understand or try to make you understand what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to explain about this. When it comes to a child, okay, the child has every single thing they need. The child has, they need something every single day. They need, there's something they need, whether it's lunch for school, whether their sneakers are bad, whether they're hungry, whether they want something. See, the thing about a child is a lot of people who pay child support don't understand. that a child is indecisive and a child will change their mind so quick. And a child will go from, I want this to now I want that. And as parents, as much as we try to be hard on our children, as much as we try to teach our children responsibility, the average person is not going to tell a child no. They're just not. So while we're arguing back and forth over this $70, $80 to $100, that child is suffering. I know a lot of men, that feel like if I pay you child support, I shouldn't pay nothing else. Well, to me, that's a coward of a man, because you should always want to cater to your child regardless of your relationship with the woman, even if you have to get your child on your own and do stuff for your child. Now, there was a big argument, a big argument about should women be able to buy clothes with child support? Should women be able to get their nails done with child support? Should women be able to go out and have a drink with child support money? Because the gentleman's argument today was the card, it should be a card, in the form of a card, and if it's not diapers, something for school, something child-related, the card should be automatically cut off. So it should be one of those type of cards, like an EBT card. You know, EBT cards are just for food. Well, they're saying that the card should be just for the child. And honestly, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Now, should a mother go buy a Mustang, or should a mother go buy a car with child support? Maybe not a Mustang, but a mother is entitled to pay her insurance, her car insurance, with a check, because guess what? That child's in that car. A mother is entitled to get gas because she has to drive that child alone. And this is what I'm saying. So many people get it twisted about child support and think that because I'm paying, let me tell you, women that are raising their children alone never stop paying. Women never stop paying. Men that are raising their children alone, they never stop paying. It never stops. There's always something. If you really calculate up that child support check and everything else you do for that child, that little child support check helps. But it's not. If a woman doesn't have a job and a woman's lost her job and she needs to pay her rent with that child support check, she should be able to pay her rent, because you know what? If she's homeless, that child is homeless. If a woman loses her job and she's sick and she needs to pay for something for medical, she should be able to use that money for medical, because if she's sick and she can't take care of her child, then what? If a woman, like I said earlier, if a child is sick and has to stay home, that mother has to stay home too. She may be losing a whole day's pay. So maybe that whole day's pay that she just lost, now she can't pay her light bill. Should a woman be able to pay light bills with child support? Of course. Do you want your child in the dark? Should a woman be able to go out and buy food, whether the child eats it all or not? Maybe she eats some of it. But guess what? She should be able to, because without her eating, your child's not going to eat. I would think. And the biggest comment today that really bothered me, I'm going to tell you the one that really, really bothered me. The one that really, really bothered me was when the man said, I don't care if she eats. I just want my child to eat. What type of cold-hearted person can you be? At once, you love this person. And if you didn't love her, you had sex with her. So she couldn't have been that bad of a person that you wanted to starve. So to come out and say that, this is what I mean. When people break up and they have to pay child support, a whole different person comes out of them. And they start saying things that you would have never thought that you was concerned about her eating before when you was with her. So as somebody who has a child, I would think that you would care if she ate, because her starvation weighs heavy on your child's heart. Children are very, very emotional. Children see pain. Children see when something's wrong. So for the sake of your child, men, if you are listening to this call right now and you are on this line, please rethink. I had some very nasty back and forth in my inbox today about this topic when I first put the topic up. And I challenged these men to come on the show. Let my panelists hear them. Let them hear the stuff that they have to say about these women and child support. Of course, everybody's cowardly, so nobody wants to do it. But anyway, I do see a bunch of callers online now. If you guys want to speak and weigh in your option on what should people pay child support on, press 1 and I'll bring you in. If you would not like to speak, I would, don't mind if you guys just sit here. Hey, I don't mind talking to you guys. I'm going to go ahead and bring in somebody who pressed 1. 9020, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
Hello, Brenda.
Yes, I can
hear
you.
You can hear me now. Hey, how? Hey, this is Monique. How are you?
Pretty good, Monique. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So, you ready for my 2 cents, okay?
I'm ready for your 2 cents. I'm ready.
Yes, okay. So, I am a mother that receives child support. And I believe in everything that you just said. I'm going to tell you what I send my child support on. Every month, my youngest son, he sends money, and I make sure that money goes towards rent. I was never without a roof over my head, so that's the one thing that I'm going to make sure my kids is not without. I don't see there's nothing wrong with you paying rent, you paying bills. I don't see there's nothing wrong with you spending it separately. It's sometimes when I have that card that the child support goes on and I'm waiting to get paid, and yes, I will do something personal, but you know what? I still have to take my personal money to replace that. So what does it matter? Everybody want to be concerned about who's spending it on what, somebody getting weed done, but at the end of the day, these guys have no clue whether or not their child support money is being spent on it or not. You know, it's just talk. I think that some of these guys are cowards, so that was a good word that you used. I think they're lazy. They don't want to take care of their kids. You know, they're not built like they was when our parents and our grandparents or whatever. Those were men that, you know, wanted to be a role model, wanted to spend time, wanted to take care of their household. These men nowadays, they do not care. My middle son's father, he can't even give me $100 a month. I said, give me $100. That's $25 a week. He don't want to do it. Who doesn't want to take care of their child? Like, I don't understand that. And I have to struggle every day. I go to work. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't have kids, you know how much my rent would be? It wouldn't be the same. But because I have kids, I have to accommodate them. You know, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have to spend as much money on groceries. If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have to spend money on clothes for them. It would be all about me. But men, they don't understand that. They don't realize that. You know, and I have 3 kids. The oldest son's father, his excuse or his thing was, well, let me take him and let me raise him. So you can't send me money, but now you can afford to raise a child. I don't get it.
It's petty. What it is, it's the manhood thing, and it's the I'm better and you're not, and it's the you've had a child, so you don't deserve this and you don't deserve that. But like I said, it was okay before when we were sleeping together. I deserved everything then. But
let's
now that I've had this child, but I'm just saying, I've had this child now, and since I've had this child and we're not together, you're not worthy. When I tell you, I had somebody on the topic, and this is the reason why I did the topic. I put it in the room, the question in the room, and the guys went off. They was calling their baby mamas bitches and hoes and prostitutes, and I'm like, first of all, you have no respect for your child, because if you call his mother that, you have no respect for him. I give 2 rats ass of what happened between you and this woman, but you have no respect for your child to talk about your mother like that. Same conversation just now, not too long ago, with somebody in a room saying that his wife was a cyber hoe, a cyber whore. Okay, I, first of all, have a problem with men that degrade women and men that talk to women a certain way anyway. I don't care what the relationship is or what happened. I have a problem with that. So when you have these men that degrade you and degrade you to your children, to me, that's some cowardly shit. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's cowardly.
You're right. You're right. You're definitely right or whatever. The bottom line is I think sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. I'm not fucking with you, therefore I'm not fucking with my child. You see what I'm saying? And I don't think that's fair at all. And I can say that because throughout the years I've been back and forth with my oldest son's father. And when we was good and you was getting some, you know what I'm saying, and I was stroking your ego or whatever, then our child was good. But when we wasn't together, then you can't answer the phone and you can't send money on time. You know what I'm saying? And you don't care all of a sudden. So I think that's what it is. Sometimes it's not even about the child. It's about the mother or whatever. And once they kind of get rid of that or whatever, they really want to get rid of that child, but they can't. You know what I'm saying? Because it really belongs to them. They're not stunting their kids, because a real man is going to take care of their kids financially. They're going to spend time with each, you know what I'm saying, with them. They're going to pour something into their lives or whatever. These men nowadays are not doing that at all.
I agree. They're so gone. They're so stuck on, when can I come back and when can I see you? When can I do this? When can I do that? They're stuck on that, and it's not about the child. So to me, I say that's a coward. I say that's not even a real man, because regardless of what your relationship is with the woman, you laid down and you assisted in having that child. So you should be nothing but 100% father, even if you're not with that woman. At the point when you and that woman break up, it should be just about you and that child. And if you only can come around and you only can answer the phone when you're having sex with that mother, then you're a coward. You're not even a good father, and you're a coward. And my biggest problem with those type of men are, they think that because we have a child, that I can come back. I can see you. I had to tell my son's child, my son's father, listen, we've had a child. It's done. Done in one. It's done in one. There's no communication. We don't have anything to talk about. I don't care how your day is going. Don't worry about how mine is. You know, I have a husband. Take care of your child. Take care of your responsibility. That's what it should be about. But, you know, these days, you really can't tell men that, because when you tell them about child support and you explain to them what's important about child support, they don't understand it. They don't grasp it, and they don't understand it. And they feel like, why should I? And then when somebody goes to DSS and takes care of their paycheck, then they want to feel stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Or even better, when a real man want to step up or whatever and take care of your child as well as their mother, then you have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the ego really kicks in then. Oh, then you're, why should I do this and that? Because he's there. Regardless of another man's there. Regardless, that's still your child. When that child was born, that's still your child. So I don't care if 10 men is in the way. That is still your child. A man should never lose focus on what's really going on, and that's his child. And the minute a man does that, the minute that coward look comes out on his face, and he's less than a man. And you know the sad thing about it? The sad thing about it is the children see it. The children see that he's less than a man. Children feel it. So the people who are suffering the most is the children. Not the woman, it's the child that's suffering the most.
It is. And half the time they're in another relationship making sure a roof is over that other woman's kid's head or whatever, food is in their refrigerator, you know what I'm saying, but you can't worry about your own or whatever. That's what trips me out or whatever. That's what really irritates me, because at the end of the day or whatever, I'm not saying that you can't move on, but your child is your priority before anybody else's is. You know what I'm saying? Before anybody else's is. So if you're putting food in their refrigerator, you need to be making sure food is put in this refrigerator. And even if you're not giving it freely, like I know somebody, she mismanaged her money. So as her kids got older, she was married to her husband or whatever. He was abusive. She mismanaged their money. I think she took some money out the account, whatever. But anyway, as her kids got older, he stopped giving her, he didn't give her money, period, once they kind of broke up, whatever, until her kids got older, and he started giving her the kids money. As long as the kids see that their dad is providing for them or whatever, that makes it so much better. Because when me and my kids struggle for real and we go do it for real, they think it's just so easy. You know, my middle son says it all the time. He was like, Mommy, or whatever, why don't you just ask my dad? Every time I'm with my dad, he has a bag full of money, but you can't tell him because he told me it was a secret. But I can't get $100 from you a month.
and you work every day like I work. That's $25 a week. Exactly. And you just got out, so I'm giving you a break. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you a break. I just want you to show something. You know, my son needs to play football. He needs to play basketball. He needs sneakers. He needs uniforms. He needs outside clothes. He needs haircuts. You don't come pick him up to do that or whatever. It's just sorry-ass men, period. And that's really what it's down to, sorry-ass men. And the worst part about it is it's the generation that grew up, a lot of them is a generation that grew up without a father, and I'm sure seeing their mother struggle. So you would want to think that they want to step up, you know what I'm saying, and make sure their kids is good, but they don't.
No, they don't. And $25 a week, $100 a month is nothing. My son is 11 years
old.
And we have to give him $20 a week for middle school because he won't eat the school lunch in there.
Lunch.
And he feels like he's too young to bring it. So we give him $20. He uses $40 every 2 weeks. That's freaking $80. So if somebody can't even do that, why should your son suffer and not be able to go get what he want to eat at lunch because his father decides he doesn't want to? You know what I'm saying? That's why I say men, I'm telling you, and I'm not going to say all of them because there are some men out there that are really good men, and I know quite a few good men who are taking care of them children on their own, and they're still not getting nothing. You know, and they're taking care of other people's children too, no question asked, because that's the type of men they are. But like I said, like you said, you got some of them that are coming up now that they honestly believe, and especially if they was in jail. Now, if they was in jail, oh, hell no, they're not going to give you nothing. They ain't going to give you nothing because they feel like you managed when I was in jail, you need to manage now. Even if they get out and get a job, even if they get out and get three jobs, their mentality is you didn't need me when you was in jail, so you don't need me now. Yet, you still not looking at the kid. You're missing the big picture. You're missing the biggest picture. So I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly on everything that you said. And I don't condone telling nobody, take nobody for child support, because, you know, if you do it through DSS, they get half of the money, and I don't think that's fair. If my son's father or my daughter's father or whatever, if I'm a woman, or a single woman, and I got four children or five children, and I don't care if I got five or six different daddies. If I got five or six baby daddies and I go through DSS and they get $100 for him a paycheck, damn sure I should not be only getting 70 of it. That to me is fraudulent.
Well, they're only doing that because somewhere in between there, they've helped you assist your kids and help your kids. So they're getting getting money back because they're not just taking it because, oh, you guys are going through us. Whatever. No, they're taking it because, you know what, we've given this woman food stamps. Somewhere in there, this woman has been on work first. Somewhere in there, she's received child care resources. Somewhere, and all that was due to low income, no job. You see what I'm saying? Or need of resources.
Well, I thought
that's
that.
That's probably
I
why
that
they
first.
Take the money. There's no,
no
way
well,
they can be taking the money. Really?
No, I thought that at first. That's what I thought at first until I researched it. I went in and I researched it.
Oh, wow.
This was a woman who was never in the system. She was married since she was the age of 17 or 18. She was never in the system, never on food stamps, never received public assistance, never received nothing. She was an upper class person. She had four kids, her husband left. She went to DSS just to get food stamps. Now, the same time she applied for food stamps, she applied for child support. She hadn't even started getting the food stamps or been approved for the food stamps, but because she provided them everything for his information for him, she started getting money, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks later, and it was before she even got food stamps. She was getting per child, I want to say, $244 a piece per child is what she was getting. So, but when it was all said out, when it was all straightened out, she was only seeing $210 of it. So $40 of it was being taken, each child. So she goes back to DSS and she asks DSS, I don't understand why my ex-husband showed me his pay stubs and he's getting taken out $240 a child. Why am I only seeing $210 of it? She was told it's government processing. The government has to go through the processing of finding him, making sure he continuously pays, They have a system that they have to maintain that the minute he stops doing a payment, he goes to jail. Then the state has – it was a whole big thing. Well, that caused
her.
Oh,
wow, I didn't know that.
That caused her and him to come to a median to stop the child support, and they came to an agreement of X amount of money for him to pay her monthly, and that's how they did it.
Wow.
But the thing about it is she never, and I mean, she just started receiving food stamps. She received a lot of food stamps. She received close to $200 per child. So she's getting like $800 a month in food stamps for her four children. So when you look at it like that, if DSS says it's going to take $200 a month to feed a child, $800 a month, and a man can't pay $100 a month, what the hell is this child eating?
Right.
What is this child eating? So...
Right, but he know my kids over here, they going to eat good, and we going to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and when we don't have it, they understand that, too. And that, and a lot of times, like you said, that's their mentality. Men know, okay, she got it, her family got it, you know, my child is going to be taken care of, you know, that type of mentality. And I know at least a handful of men that actually take care of their own kids, and I was very shocked when I met these guys, and I've been meeting them, you know, across the summer or whatever, and I'm like, oh, wow, you take care of your own kids. They don't get no child support. They don't get nothing, you know what I'm saying? But these are probably the same guys that if it was the shoe was on the other foot, they probably would pay child support, and they would spend time with their child, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just certain types of men.
Oh, yeah, it's good up for you.
Yeah.
It's good up for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know, but...
All right, well, enough, because, girl, we could talk about this all night.
I know, and I
got to
bring another caller.
I'm ready to cuss and fuss. Okay.
No, I got to bring... But thank you so much for calling in, hon. Stick around.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. That was interesting. Let me bring in another caller. 0107. I have you on the line with Bridget Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am well, so I have a gentleman on the line. So tell me what your thoughts is on child support. What do you believe that a woman should be able to pay child support? What should she be able to do with that money?
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening to the last call, and I was praying that I was next. I'm like, please let me be next. Please, please let me be next.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why, because I am a single father with full custody of all three of my kids. So at the end of it, y'all did finally say there are some good men out there. Well, y'all kept saying the men, the men, the men. I'm sitting here like, whoa, wait a minute. It's not all men. We just got bad parents. Because, believe it or not, some mothers are the same way. My kid's mom paid me $50 a week just for all three kids together. And she thinks that's all she's supposed to do. All three of my kids just had birthdays. One July 26th, one August 4th, one August 24th. Ask me what she got them for their birthdays. Nothing.
$50 a piece?
No, $50 together. I get $50 together for all three of my kids.
Are you serious? And who is that an arrangement y'all have, or is it through what? How does that work?
No, that's through DHR. That's through the system. They cut that out her check every week. I get about $50 a week on my card for all three kids.
What does she work at? Waffle House? Because don't they do it off the pay?
Thing, I know she's making good money because she's manager at her job and everything else.
Wow. So what is your... thoughts on, you know, well, of course, you know that $50 a week is not going to go so far. So really, there ain't nothing you can use it on. But what is your thoughts on as far as what you should be able to use this $50 a week on, which is not, I can't foresee you doing much with it. That's $200 a month. They don't even put a dent in food for one of them kids. But if you got more, what do you think that since you are the father, since you are taking care of these children, what do you think would be sufficient for you to be able to do with that money if you got more?
Okay, now, I don't believe child support should be spent on, you know, okay, for me, for example, I'm an outdoorsman. I like to fish, camping, do stuff like that. So for my recreational use or something like that, no, I don't feel like that money should be spent on nothing like that. That's money for the kids. But at the same time, if I'm taking care of the kids, doing everything else, and their money come in from one of the little sort, I don't see nothing wrong with me using some of that money to put gas in my car or something like that. That's still going to help the kids. As long as that money going toward the kids in the long run, that's all I care about. You know, don't use child support money going out buying drinks or recreational use or anything like that. I feel like that money should go to the kids.
Okay, well, this is the only thing that I'm going to have to go back on and kind of weigh in on. When you say don't use the money to go buy a drink. Now let's just look at this picture here. Let's say I'm a mother and I got five children and my nerves are shot. I done worked all day. I ain't get my paycheck yet. And I just want to go to a bar and have a drink because I'm stressed out. I've had a stressed out day. And I know by the time I get home, I'm going to have to take care of these kids. I'm going to have to wash some stuff, do some stuff, sit down with some kids. I think that as a parent, because when I look at it like this, when you get your paycheck or when you get your child support or your paycheck that you get on a monthly or a daily basis, a weekly basis, there's a whole lot that you take and you spend on that child that's outside of child support. I don't feel like if I go have a drink, if I just got my money just hit my child support card and I decide I'm going to go have a drink, I don't think that I should be held from not being able to have a drink. Because mind you, these are still these children that I have to go home to. These are still these children that I have to deal with. So I might need a drink to calm my nerves. I could have some badass kids. And to keep me from going home and doing something to them, I might have to have a drink. Now, does that make it right? It don't make it right. But all I'm saying is, when I had it up today for the child support, the men were just the meanest people saying the meanest things. And I don't feel like if I've got a child with you, I should be restricted from being able to use that money. Like I said, I might need to go get my hair done. Not a $300 or $400 weave, because first of all, I don't get but $100 or $50 every here and there. But if I want to go out and just go get my hair done, maybe spend $20, $30, that's me representing to my child. That may be me needing to go out to a job interview. And that's going to benefit my child when I get that job interview, because I'm going to be able to help my child. Like you said, gas.
Okay.
You're going to put the kids in there?
Okay, now like you said, you're getting ready for a job interview or something like that, then I can agree with that. But, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate right now. I actually saw this one post, and it went viral, and everybody would come in on everything else, where there's one female. Evidently, she had got back support and everything else. Well, she had posted a picture on Facebook or whatever it was, showing her at a bar with all her girls, table set up and everything else. And she was like, thanks, whoever her baby daddy was, finally got my money, drinks on you.
Well, I mean, look at it like this, okay? I'm going to play devil advocate too. Look at it like this. If all this time she's been providing for them children, if all this time she's been breaking her back to take care of these children, and they're hers, so she was doing the right thing. But if all this time I've been waiting and I get a big $20,000 lump sum check and you've been an asshole of a father all this time, I'm going to rub it in your face. Because I'm just saying, drinks on you, I finally got my money, your low life just finally paid up. 99% of the chance he didn't pay up because he wanted to, it was taken, and that money was taken from him. And it was forcefully had to be taken from him. So I can honestly say for that woman, thumbs up, because I most likely would have did the same damn thing to show him I finally got my money. Because what people don't realize is when you're waiting for child support, how you suffer, how your children suffer. People don't realize that. When a child comes to you, and you know how it is because you got children. When a child comes to you and tells you, I want this or I want that, or mommy or daddy, mommy, daddy, can I have this or that? And you say, well, no, not this week. I can't do it this week. You know, maybe next week. that's something that you have to tell that child, but the disappointment when that child walks away is something that you won't feel in your heart. So if you just paid me after all this time because I had to make somebody pay, make you pay me, send somebody to make you pay me, I'm going to rub it in your face. I am. Because I'm going to say, ha-ha, I got the last damn laugh. Thank you, and drinks are on you. So I'm sorry. I got to play devil's advocate, and I got to big her up for that. I'm sorry. I got to
get it. Trust me, I know you don't know how much I know how hard it is, because a couple of years ago I lost my home to fire. I ended up having to move back into my mom's house. For over a year I slept on couches and floors and everything else until I was able to move back onto my home. For over a year I was basically homeless, again living in my mom's house with my three kids. You know, I'm letting my kids sleep on the couch while I sleep on the floor. I did that for over a year. So trust me, I know exactly how it is when your kids come to you asking, can they do stuff and everything else. I know how exactly how it is. My oldest son, through Saturday, the day after tomorrow, going to a college for a gear up event they're having at the school. And part of the thing, you know, they get to see me live football game and everything else. But unfortunately, this week was like bill was due and everything else. I didn't have the extra money to give him to go on a trip. Called his mother. Like always, she had a million excuses on why she can't get him, give it to him. So I just had to tell my oldest son, you can go to the only field trip and everything else, because honestly, I just didn't have it and your mother wouldn't give it to me. So trust me, I know exactly how it is. I know exactly how it is. But me personally, you know, if I had got a big check or something like that and pay or whatever, I still think I would have, if I had done that, I don't think I would have posted it on social media and anything else. You know, I still think I would have did more for the kids, okay. Here go y'all, PlayStation 4, y'all want to hear go this and that. You know, post a picture of the kids being happy. Thanks, they got their money.
Right. Right. I mean, it's the thing about it is this. You look at it one way, you look at it the other way. I completely understand what you're saying. And I probably wouldn't have put it on social media. But the thing about it is my kids really, really would have got over on that. But then again, I could have been so bad behind on my bills, and I could have been so bad behind on everything. I could have been driving around in a car that was about to break down. Am I going to go and make sure that I'm safe and my children are safe driving? Yes. Am I going to, you know, of course I'm going to make sure my children get, they're going to get clothes, they're going to get shoes, they're going to get what they want. Because believe me, all year, you know, I might have been doing without just to give them. And that's just something a mother's going to do. That's something a real man and a father's going to do. Do give your children before you give yourself, because they don't. Sometimes a child don't understand. No, they don't understand. I don't have it this week, so you may suffer. You may take a backtrack to paying a bill just to be able to go ahead and give that child what they want, and you know you're going to pay for it later on.
Yeah, in a situation like that, again, I agree. You know, for perfect example, back to school. You know, I got three kids that sent back to school. And, like, now they figured out for Christmas break and everything else, I'm getting them more clothes, stuff like that. So if I just spent all my money all month long or whatever buying them back to school clothes or something like that, and now I'm broke and I went without, now their money finally hit their card. If I need a pair of shoes, I see no problem getting me a pair of shoes with their money, because I just spent all my money on them. So stuff like that, I agree with. You know, stuff like that, I have no problem with. But I see, I understand
that. Right, right. Well, I don't know. It's just, and I commend you. Let me tell you, and the young lady that was on the line too, Monique, I commend you for being a good mother, you know, doing what you're doing to raise your children, taking care of them with or without that child support. First of all, I want to say to all the mothers that are on the line that are doing it and surviving without that baby daddy or without that, you know, and I don't care if you got one kid, two kids, six kids or 10. I commend y'all, because there's a lot of women who don't take care of their children and don't care and have the mentality that I just don't care. So first of all, mothers, I can commend y'all and congratulate y'all. Fathers that are on this line and y'all are doing it and y'all are taking care of them kids by yourself, getting a couple of dollars here and there, I commend y'all too. Because there's a lot of men I know right now who are raising their children by themselves. And some men don't get nothing. Some men have to actually deny these women, you know, visitation rights. You know, so for you men that are doing a good job, that's right, stay men. And if you got boys, I hope you learn, bring them up the same way. Even you females, if you got sons, you make sure you raise them up in the way to tell them to do for their children, regardless. Because at the end of the day, if we be the type of people that they are, these men who don't want to pay child support or these women who don't want to pay child support, what are we teaching them? What type of people are we allowing them to be as adults? So that's why I say, you know how hard it is. As a single parent, you know how hard it is to struggle without child support. You know, so I commend you guys in a big, huge way, and I will tell you guys to keep up the good work. Continue to be good mothers and fathers. Raise your children, not depending on the system, not depending on child support. And, hey, you know what? If they pay, they pay. If they don't, they don't. It's their loss. Because at the end of the day, their child feels it. That child will feel it. And that child eventually has to grow up. And that child, that grown adult man or woman will see how that child really feels. Because trust me, that child will grow up and that child knows. So I would say thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I'm about to hit you with something else right quick. We've been knowing each other for a while now, and you always gave me support when it came to my kids. I need a couple of minutes on pictures of me doing my baby girl hair and everything else. We've been knowing each other for a while now. I'm going to hit you with something else now. Guess what? Most people don't even know this because I've had custody of them so long. My kids are not even my biological kids.
What?
We have the same father. We have the same father, all four of us, me and my three kids. My three kids have the same mother. Due to drug use and everything else, they was taken from our father and their mother, put in foster care, about to be adopted out and separated. I couldn't let that happen. I stepped up. I got custody of them, and I had custody of them for 9, going on 10 years now.
Wow. Yeah, I never knew that. Wow. Well, again, I have to double or triple commend you because a lot of men, I don't know many men out there that would just step up to the plate and take kids that are not theirs and raise them as their own, you know, unless they were a husband, you know, but a man who's out there doing it by himself, you know, I commend you for it. And I will tell you, God watches you. God knows you. God, you know, is sowing the seed in you. And because of the type of man you are, your children are going to be good people when they grow up. And I do see a lot of your pictures. I see a lot of your pictures you doing your child's hair, or I'll see a picture of you hugging your child because she's sick and you had to take her to the doctors. So, I mean, and the thing about it is you're raising them as daddy and you're not raising them as some strange man or somebody who has a different mother or father. You're raising them as daddy. So for me, that's a commendable thing. That's a very commendable thing because you showed your heart. Any woman that you come up to the plate of trying to be with, it should be no question to her what type of man you are. Because once you share that story with her, you just right there showed her what type of heart you have. You know, so I congratulate you. And being a good man, I congratulate you. I know I've seen you a couple of times doing your business thing with your food truck. You know, that's another big thing because you got three kids. You got to know how to cook because takeout would be real expensive for three kids. So I understand.
And like I said, you know, at one point I was homeless, sleeping on couches and floors and everything else with them. So, yeah, I completely understand when it comes to and their mother, I'm pretty much on my own.
Wow. Powerful. Well, again, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to come right back, so stick with me. Thank you so much. Wow. Great stories.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? This child that you delivered would soon.
So that was Latrice Lawrence and Mary, Did You Know? That was one of my favorite songs that she does. She is an artist out of California, and I play a lot of her music. She actually did Speak Your Mind's theme song. So I felt that because of the topic that we're talking about, I should definitely play that song. And it's a very powerful song, but it has a good meaning. Mary, Did You Know? So I'm going to go ahead and bring in another caller here. 5775, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed. I can't complain. Tired. How you doing?
Well, I was listening to y'all's conversation, and there is a lot that I don't agree with. The whole back child support thing and everything, I raised my kids for most of their life on my own before I remarried this time. And, like, when back child support come around, it was about my kids. It wasn't about what I could rub in his face, what I could do this, could I do that, what could I go get that I may need or may work out better for my job or whatever the case may be. It wasn't about that. It was about what my kids needed or what my kids wanted. that they couldn't get beforehand. It wasn't about whether my hair looked good or my nails looked good or, you know, what car payment was due or what rent was due. Yeah, it's good that if you get child support enough to help with stuff like that, it's good to have it to help with. But when it comes down to it and all, it's not about who the better parent is or, you know, oh, I got you in the end or whatever. It ain't about that. It's about doing what you have to do for your kids, not about what you can rub in his face or what he can rub in your face or whether y'all want to be toys after y'all split up or whatever. It's nothing to do with that. If he wants to be a man and be a dad, that's fine. If not, let him go on his way and be good with it and raise your kids the way you think they should be raised and show them what type of person they need to be when they grow up.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but when you get to the point where, let's say, for instance, and I'll give you a quick example. Let's say, for instance, a girl I knew that worked at my job, she took care of her kids, and I mean she took care of her kids well. There was nothing her kids wanted for at all. Mind you, her baby's daddy was all online flashing money, flashing this, saying, I'm never going to give this, be this, be that. I don't care about them kids, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Long story short, okay, like I said, there was nothing these kids didn't want for. Like they had shoes, they had clothes, they had games. You would think that they were a rich family based on this woman that took care of these kids. And she raised them with morals. She raised them really good. But at a day and age when you got this same baby's daddy all online, flashing money, putting out videos about drink this, drink that, pouring alcohol on women's behinds, and then when she finally gets that check, that's right, she finally got that check, which he did not want to give up willingly. He's not even somebody who sees his kids. But he didn't want to give up willingly. The government took it. Well, the next thing he posts online is, this bitch got XYZ from me. Fuck this dirty hoe, this and that. So you know what she did? She posted a picture showing her on a vacation, which was already paid for prior to her getting this money. And she was taking her kids. She had already paid for this prior to getting this check. The next week she got the check the week before the vacation. She posted her trip laying on the beach, drinking a wine of glass, and said, ha ha, who got the last laugh? To me, I think she treated him well, and I think she handled that well for what she got. And that's what I'm talking about when I say about online. Now, and let me go back and correct something else I said about as far as buying stuff. If I'm in a car and my car is in bad shape and I need tires for my car, or I'll need to put gas in my car, I don't foresee that being a problem with me taking child support money to do that because my children are going to be in that car. And anybody
who pays child support,
I don't see that being a problem.
I agree with them with you needing tires or something. I'm not saying that, you know, if you need tires or you need gas, whatever, but not go out and get a fancy car or have to even respond to his crap online about this bitch got this bitch got that. Why does it matter? Why is she not showing her kids who the bigger person was and just leaving it alone and not responding at all to him and saying, okay, yeah, you got the last laugh, but who got your money or whatever? Why not just leave well enough alone, show your kids that you're the bigger person in the whole thing and you're adult enough not to respond to his bull crap because your kids are seeing you act that way and they're seeing that when they grow up and there's trouble in their relationship and they split up and they're having kids, they're seeing, oh, well, wait, let me look back at how my mama acted. Not let me look back and see my daddy was a fool and wanted to run off at the mouth. Let them have that perspective of you as a wonderful woman and a mother that did not react to his bullcrap. I mean, why give him the justification of even responding to him, but why let your kids see that either? Because sooner or later it'll come out, and your kids will see it, whether you want them to or not.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, like I say, as far as some things about it, and I do agree that, no, you shouldn't go buy a big old fancy car, because if you couldn't afford it before the child support, you shouldn't be getting it now. But should you have a decent car? Yeah. If you're driving a piece of crap that's going to fall apart any day and you get a big check back, child support check, of course you should go buy yourself a car because you need to still get them kids around. My problem with it is when you have men coming forward saying, don't pay your light bill with this money. Well, these lights are going to make sure my children see. Don't buy food with this money. Only buy food for my kids. Don't buy food. Okay, so you want me to only buy food for these kids and not for me. So I guess if I starve and die, it's okay as long as my kids were eating. That's what I have a problem with. Because
you
get child support.
That's just pure ignorance on a man's behalf. That's all that is. You know, your kids have to be able to have power to see to do schoolwork, to see to take a shower, to see to get dressed, to brush their teeth, whatever the case may be. You've got to have that power to cook them dinner. You have to be able to feed yourself to be able to take care of their kids because he's not man enough to do it. You know, you've got to have that place to live because he's not man enough to provide them a place to live. You know, you have to be that parent. And you have to think of, okay, well, first off, it's really none of his business, as long as those kids are taken care of, what that money's used for, number one. Number two, as long as you're doing it for the welfare of your children, it doesn't matter what you use that money for. But going out and getting your hair done, your nails done, you know, going out to the club, drinking with your girls, this, that, and the other, that's all bullcrap and should have been left alone when you had kids to start with. If you need a drink to deal with your kids, then you shouldn't have your kids. That's my thing is, I'm sorry, if you need a drink to be able to go home to deal with five hellions, then you shouldn't have had five hellions. You shouldn't have raised five hellions. You know, if you need a drink to go home and deal with two hellions, well, then you should have stopped at one because apparently you can't handle two. My thing is, don't use your child support to pay for alcohol habit that you've got. You say you need to take care of your kids or you need your hair done to go to a job interview. A blow dryer and a fucking curling iron work just as well as you going to the beauty shop. A nail,
depends on what type of hair. Like I said, what I'm trying to say is, if you've not been getting child support and you've been substituting things for yourself to take care of, like if you've been not getting child support, if you've been suffering and you got shoes that you're walking in that got big-ass holes in it, but because you have not been receiving child support, you've been making sure your children have shoes. You've been making sure your children have clothes on their back. If you get a big back child support check, I don't foresee a problem with you going to buy yourself a pair of shoes that don't have holes in them because you've done without. Because of your kids, you've done without, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
But you chose to have those kids, so therefore, you chose to walk with those holes in your shoes. You've chose to put your kids before you. The next paycheck you get of your own that is not supposed to be meant for them, we can go out and buy you a pair of shoes. More power to you. But don't use money that could be saved for another day when they need something to go out and supply your looks or to make yourself feel better or, okay, I got a hole in my shoe, put some duct tape on the shit until you can buy a new pair with your own money, not your kids' money.
I mean, I honestly don't agree on this, and I'm going to tell you why I don't agree. Because no child support is ever enough for a child, and you know that. You know that as a parent. So no is ever going to be enough. No child support is never going to be enough to raise a child. So you got to think about the fact that, yeah, I did have these children, and I did raise these children, and I've been raising them with or without child support. But if it comes up to a point where you get a $20,000 child support check, which I know that my friend just got, $22,000 to be exact that she got of child support, back child support finally from this man after she finished taking him to court 15 different times. When she got this $22,000, she spent $56 of that $22,000 on herself. The rest of that money went towards her kids. That $56 that she spent, $56, he actually heard that she spent this $56, which I don't see how, and he's contesting it. And to me, again, that's a cowardly of a man. Because if I raised my kids for 9 years by myself without a penny from you, and my children never skipped the beat, and I got $22,000 out of you finally, and I spent $56 of it, I was entitled to that because, first of all, I took care of my children, and I took care of your children. So you got to also put into effect there was times, like I said, when she had to be out of work and she had to actually pay another child support person because daycare don't want to take the kids. And on top of that, anybody who knows who has kids, if you've got a daycare that you send your children to and you don't bring them that day, you still pay for it. So that's double pay that's coming out of her pocket. Yes, those are her children. But without giving,
okay,
but without
she
helping,
chose to spread her legs. She chose to spread her legs. She chose to have them kids. And why you spending $56 on shoes, I have no clue. I raised my children their entire life up to the last 5 years on my own without help from their father, and has been able to maintain my children and what they need and their supplies without any help from this man. And I don't buy $20 shoes. I don't buy $100 Coach bags, $200 Coach bags, or whatever. You know, a pair of $15 tennis shoes at Walmart is just as good as a pair of $56 Jordans or Nikes. Why do you got to make it be name brand? Why do you got to make it for you to look good? It's not about you looking good. It's about what you need to get through the week to get your job done and take care of your kids.
I agree. Like I said, I agree to disagree to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, if a person has raised children, whether child support or not, at no time should it be about, at no time should it be about, I feel like I shouldn't have to pay this money because I'm the father. Whether any people have the attitude of, well, if you don't want to be the father, fine, just walk off, I'm going to raise them. That's where the cowardly man comes in. That's where the no good cowardly bum man comes in, because why should my children suffer? I didn't have these children alone. I had these children with this man. So why should my children suffer something because of this man? That's not right. That's not right. You get compensated back. There's no reason why the woman should not get some sort of compensation back, because I've taken care of these kids. Yes, they're mine. And yes, I did make a choice to spread my legs. And yes, I did make a choice to get pregnant. And yes, I did make the choice to have these kids versus go get them sucked out in an abortion. But at some time, there is at some time that I am, as that parent, as that mother, am due some sort of compensation, whether it's $2, whether it's $6, whether it's $11. And that's
but
my
why
right
you
as a mother.
Compensation when your kids hug and smile and kiss and I love you should be enough versus somebody paying you to take care of your own kids. That defeats the purpose. My kids coming up to me and saying, Mommy, I love you, or Mommy, I hope you have a good day today while I'm at school, is enough for me. I'm not worried about what somebody should pay me back or what somebody owes me, because nobody owes me nothing. Yeah, I didn't choose to have this kid on my own, but yes, I did make the choice when we split up and he chose not to be a father. I made that choice to raise these kids on my own and do it without him. I made that choice myself. I don't expect for somebody to give me $2 here, or $11 here, $6 here, whatever. I would much rather you just take your money, do what you want to do with it, and stay out of mind of my kids' life and be done, and let me have the reward of raising my kids and knowing that my kids are going to be decent people when they grow up, and they're going to know how to treat somebody in society versus the way that I've been treated.
I understand. I agree. Like I said, we could agree to disagree, and you're right. It's your choice to have your children and to raise them your way, and to you know, and just like everybody else, you know, that's one thing it's about. It's about opinions. It's about people. At the end of the day, everybody has to live with their own choice. At the end of the day, everybody has to live with how they raise their children or how they don't raise their children. Just like at the end of the day, these men and these women both, because there's a lot of women out there who don't raise their children. There's a lot of women. And at the end of the day, they'll suffer for it. Something somewhere down the line, they will feel it. Something, I always say karma is a bitch and you get it back. And somewhere down the line, you will suffer. They will suffer because guess what? When children are born into this world, they were not asked to be put here. They were born because two people laid down, one spread their legs and one got on top. Now, if both of them can't disagree to take care of these children together, then that's their choice. If one can't agree and the other one agrees, then that's their choice. But at the end of the day, like I said, you, people pay for it. You pay for it because you pay for it in the eyes of that child. So
no, I have a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old from my first marriage. I don't receive anything from them. My children know who their dad, their father is, and my children know that he doesn't send money for them. They know he lives 5 miles from them, does not see them, does not write them, does not call them, has no contact whatsoever. They know it has nothing to do with me. But still yet, my 13-year-old hates me because his father doesn't want anything to do with him. Okay, with that being said, that puts challenges in a way for me having to figure out how to help him cope with his dad not wanting to be a part of his life, with him coping with everyday living skills, with him coping with school and all this other stuff. And I'm the one that watches him go in and out of the hospital, and I'm the one that runs to the school every time he's in trouble. I'm the one that runs to these meetings. But when my son turns 18 years old, my son will know my mom was a stand-up woman, and my mom did what she had to do to make sure I succeeded in my life, to whereas my daddy didn't do nothing. At 13 years old, my son can tell you he would much rather his stepfather to adopt him than to be anywhere, even in the same room as his biological father. The only time he said he wants to lay eyes on his biological father again is in the courtroom to sign custody papers. So, I mean, I know myself at some point I've done something right in their life, and I know that there's resentment there because my son thought at one point I was the reason why his dad didn't have nothing to do with him. Maybe because I told his dad that I wasn't sleeping with him. Okay, so I'm not sleeping with you, so you don't want to see your kid. Cool. Not a problem. I can do this. So, you know, I don't understand why women think that they're owed something to raise their kid, or they're entitled to this, or they're entitled to that. You're not entitled to anything but that child to wake up and tell you they love you. I don't get where women think, oh, well, I can use my child support every month to make a payment on a car, and as soon as child support stopped, that car's gone bye-bye. Guess what? You should have been spending that money on your kid to begin with, and you would have had your kid and not a damn $2,000 car that you had to fork out for. You know, I don't understand women's concept of way of thinking these days, where they think it's okay to take what belongs to their child and use it for their own selfishness. I don't get that. I wasn't raised that way, and my kids aren't raised that way. My daughter knows that anything she wants, she has to earn. Anything she needs, I will provide her, but past her needs, anything she wants, she has. My daughter knows what responsibility is. My 7-year-old knows what responsibility is. They know at the end of the day, they know how to take care of themselves if need be. They know that when mom's gone, they're going to know how to take care of themselves. Whether I die before they're 18 or whether I die when they're 40, they know that they're going to be fine in life, with or without me. And that, to me, is what it should be about.
I understand. Well, I want to thank you so much for weighing in. Stay on the line. Let me go ahead and bring somebody else in, too. Thank you so much. I'm loving the show, loving the diversity. I'm loving the different opinions because that's what it's about. That's what Speak Your Mind Radio is about. No holds barred, speaking your mind, saying what you feel. That's what it's always about here. So we don't shy away from anybody's comments or what they have to say because – that's what it's about. You know, everybody can agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about the children. And as long as everybody is doing what's right for the children and the children are happy, whether somebody's paying child support or not, as long as those children are happy, that's my thing. But I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a great night. And listen in. Don't go nowhere.
All right.
So let me go ahead and get 4125, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you tonight?
Hi, Brenda. It's Therese.
Hey, Therese. How you doing? Oops, missed your song. Sorry. So, sorry. So, what's your take on it, child support? What it should be spent on? What should people be able to spend money on? Women should be able to spend money on with child support?
I agree with what she said. People need to stop thinking they can go buy a coach purse with child support and take care of their kids. Your kid is first. You know, if you want to go get coach or whatever, you go do that on your own time. The kid is what counts. You don't pimp a kid. And there's some women that think, oh, I'm going to have a baby so I can get a man in my pocket. That's not how it works. It doesn't. Not every woman does that, but there's some women that do it. We all know. We all know at least one or two that do it. And they make a bad name for everybody when every woman is not like that. But you have to understand that if you have a child, then you need to take care of that child's needs. And you need to think about that child first and foremost. Coach and all that other stuff is out the window. That stuff is secondary to your kids. That was for you to do when you were single. But when you become a mother, I'm not saying that you can't have nice things occasionally. But when a person gives you child support for their child, then you need to go on and make sure that you give the child whatever the man is giving you. Not take advantage of it for yourself. Now, if it's for food, somebody should not be stupid and simple and tell you, oh, just spend money on the child's food. That's ignorant. They should give you money enough for the household so that you can be the mother and take care of the household. And even if it means that you eat some of the food sometimes, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's ignorant to tell somebody, oh, would you just buy my child food and that's it. No, that's
yeah, different. I mean, it's ignorant
in that sense, it's ignorant. But you don't go and buy material things with somebody working hard to take care of their kids. They may not like you. You may not get along with that person, but you got to get along for that child. And that's what people seem to forget, is that you got to try to get along for the kids' sake. It's not about you. And a lot of people get caught up in that, and they're mad at their ex, and they mean to their ex, and they take it out on their ex and involve the child. And the child has nothing to do with if you don't get along with the baby daddy. I mean, or whatever. It just doesn't. It just, to me, it's a separate entity. And people need to learn how to stop being petty or whatever. And, you know, I mean, that's just the way I feel about it, you know.
Well, my main thing is and this is something I really have a problem with, and I've seen it a whole lot. I have a problem with women who dress their children like runaway slaves of child support, but they always looking nice. They always got their hair done. They always got their nails done. They always got on the best shoes. They always drive around the best cars. But then you see their child, and they look like runaway slaves that haven't eaten in weeks. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with if you go to the salon to get your hair done, but your child hair look like a comb ain't been through it in 10 years. I have a problem with if you're going to get your nails done, well, guess what? If you use a child support money, why your little girl can't sit up in the booth and get her nails painted? Why your little girls can't sit up there and get her little toes, even if her toes just get washed? So I have a problem with that. It should never be a time when child support should be used for your higher benefit and the kid gets nothing out of it. But I do say that if I'm at the point where I just got a child support and my lights is getting ready to get cut off, maybe something happened. Maybe I just lost my job. Maybe I just got fired, and I've been taking care of these kids for 5 years by myself. Yes, they're my children. But if I finally get a child support and I go pay that light bill to keep my lights on, to keep my kids from out of the dark, I couldn't foresee anybody having a problem with that. I couldn't foresee anybody making comments of, well, you should have been thinking about that. You shouldn't have had them. I cannot foresee that because my lights being on benefits my child. My car having gas in it benefits my children because it gets them from A to B. They're not going to walk. You know, my lights, my gas being paid benefits my children because that keeps heat in my house. So if I'm paying my bills, if my kids are eating and there's nothing my kids want for and my kids have clothes on their backs, my kids look good, my kids don't want for nothing, and I've paid a couple utility bills with my money to keep my lights on and keep my even if I go pay my cable bill for my children to be able to watch TV and my children to be able to use the internet, I may have a gamer that plays games. And once that internet's off, my child can't play his games. So my child's unhappy now. So if I'm going and paying my cable bill for my child to have a good time, if somebody has a problem with that, I don't even know what to say, because a lot of things that people do and women do benefit the child. It shouldn't just be about the conversations that went on today was they should have a debit card that if it's not for child's food or children's clothing, it shouldn't work. That's ludicrous. That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, no, like I said, if it's for groceries, you should not be stupid like that. If you're going to pay for groceries, pay for groceries. You know, it doesn't have to be that specific, but I just don't like women that are selfish. And like you said, to go get their nails done and their hair, be wearing the best outfit and shoes and name brand purses, and their child look raggedy. You know.
Yeah, no,
person,
I don't agree on that.
A person, if they're a trifling, if they're a trifling woman, then most of the time they're going to be a trifling parent. Okay? So people got to pick the right people to have kids with. Sometimes things just happen. But the thing about it is, it's about communication. You know, if it's something that's going to really help the household for the child, that's fine. Just, you know, as long as it's not a woman that's self-centered and just wants to make herself look good with the man's money, with her ex's money, then that's not cool. But as long as she's taking care of business with that money and it's about the child, it shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, you got to be friends. Even if you don't work out, you need to be friends with your child's daddy if you're a woman. And vice versa. If the man needs to try to make it right with the woman too, for the child's sake.
But you know, you got a lot of men out there that got the mentality, if I can't have sex with her, I don't want to be with her. If I can't have sex with her, my child's not worthy of me. If I can't have sex with her, my child can't have A, B, C, and D. You've got a lot of that going on in the world.
That's totally wrong. I mean, you should be trying to be somebody's friend and co-parent. That's what it's about, co-parenting, even if you don't make it. You know, that's the most important thing, is being friends with a person, even if you don't make it. You know, people are crazy.
Exactly.
They really
are. People are crazy.
They're really crazy.
People are very crazy. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play this last song, and I think it's, somebody told me I need to play it, but I don't think it's pertaining to it, because I don't think that the problem is the 62%, though. I don't believe so. But I'm going to play the song anyway because somebody asked me to play it. Before I end out, I want to say thank you so much, for everybody, for calling in tonight. I want everybody to stay and listen to this song. I think you've heard it before, Latrice. I'm sure you have. But
okay.
I don't believe that this is true, because there are a lot of white women that experience this too. There are a lot of Latino women that experience this too. And what it all boils down to, if you have a child, yes, you did lay down and you did spread your legs, and yes, you could have put on a condom or you could have had him pull out not to have that child. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that 150%. But in the same token, if you a man and you got a baby's mama and you feel as though that because you can't be with her, you don't want to pay child support, you are flat out the biggest coward I've ever seen. And if you're on this line and I've offended you, so what? You're a coward if you can't pay child support to your baby's mama to take care of your child. Now, if she's a trifling woman that just don't care about the child and only spends the money on her, then you put that money in a trust fund, you get with the lawyer, you get with somebody where that money is not touched until that child becomes of age. I'm going to say the same thing for women. Woman, if a man is taking care of your children, and only thing you can do, you make good money, and only thing you could do, and I'm going to speak this to the gentleman caller that was on, that are taking care of three children that he is not the biological father of, and he is getting $50 a week for all three children, not $150, $50. The woman makes good money. She's a manager at her job. And that's all DSS will take from her. Well, you know what? This woman's a coward too, because you spread your legs and you push these children out. And this is not even the biological father. He could have been a coward himself and said, guess what? I'm going to put these children in DSS. They're going to separate. They're never going to be never going to see each other. But because he stepped up to the plate as a man and decided to take them children and raise them children, he's a godsend. But the woman who's sitting by thinking that $50 a week is cute, you're a coward. Because I know $50 a week would not have raised one 11-year-old and everything that he asked, let alone three. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this song in. I'm going to bring one more caller in, then I'm going to go ahead and bring this song in. But thank you so much, Latrice. And hold on, because I want you to hear the song too.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to bring in another caller. Callers, I see you guys with your hands raised. I'm going to try to bring in another one. Because we're at the close of the show, I don't know if it's going to let me bring you in, but I'm going to try. 5355, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, of course, you know my topic tonight is what should women be able to use child support for? I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor to give your thoughts on that.
I have two biological kids. My son is almost 30, and my youngest is 21. And this is what burns my butt about women and men. I paid over $600 a month for this woman, for my kid, because it's my kid. I chose to have this child, and it's my responsibility to take care of it. But what gets me about women and men today is you're paying child support and they act like it's theirs. You know, if you need to pay your light bill, I don't have a problem with that. That's providing for my kid. You go, you need something, you get it. You make sure my kid's got equal to what you spend.
Right.
Now, women and men today, they think, okay, you know what? It's my money. You know what? I don't care. Both of you decide to have these kids together. If you ain't man enough, you ain't woman enough to take care of them, I know there's somebody out there to take care of them for you. And
right.
That's like my ex. I paid her $600 a month child support. I keep insurance on my child even to the day, her being 21 years old. So she's still on my insurance. Because that's my responsibility. I even paid her house payment and her water bill, light and water bill, for 5 years. She drove a brand new Mustang, and she cleaned houses for a living. Then told my child I didn't do nothing for my child when I had a $15,000 motorcycle to make her look good. But guess what? The day my child moved in with me and she lost that car, that's when reality set, what daddy did. And that's what pees me off about men and women. They want to turn the kid against the other parent. Y'all decide to do it, you need to get along for that kid. I don't care if you hate each other. That kid's the most important part.
I agree. And we have to come to some sort of median because, like I said, the person who suffers from all the fighting, all the bickering, all the I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you know, the people who really suffer is a child because a child sits through this. The child sees it all, you know, and it's a shame. It's a shame because at the end of the day, when this parent, when this man or this woman finished raising this child sees that about this father. There was a movie back when, and I can't even remember the name of the movie right now. I'm kind of lost because I'm tired. But there was a movie back when where a guy, you know, he came around just to basically prove that he wanted to be with the child or would be with the mother. And the child overheard him saying, I don't care about him. I don't care nothing about this child, basically because the woman wouldn't sleep with him. And the sad thing about it is it's bad. It's really, really bad because at the end of the day, the child suffers. You know, at the end of the day, both of these parents decide to lay down. He decided to lay down with her, and she decided to lay down, open her legs, and allow him to lay down with her. So at the end of the day, if one of them is being a coward, trust me, that child is suffering somewhere down the line. You can raise a child up and make that child be the happiest person ever. But somewhere down the line, that child grows up and sees that why isn't their mom, this mommy and daddy together? Why are we not together? Why are we divided? And if anything, it hurts the child. But again, I'm going to commend you as a good man as well, because you sound like a really good man, somebody who's raised kids, somebody who's paid bills, because you made it about the children. And if you had to pay a bill every now and then for her, you did it just out of the kindness of your heart. And I would say thank you for being that type of man, because there's not a lot of men out there these days who are like that. But in the same token, we just need to grow up and do right, what's right for our children.
Well, I know you're about to close the show and all, but this is what I'll tell you. I'm 47 years old. I have, like I said, I got two biological kids. I got three stepkids. They're not my stepkids. They're my kids. I raise them like they ought to be raised. My great-grandmother on her deathbed made me promise her one thing, that when I had a family, I would be the man that I need to be. And she left me one thing, and I'm one. In my conversation with you, the same thing for the mamas and daddies out there listening who have to pay child support. You know, any boy can have a baby, but it takes a man to raise it.
Yes, yes, that is true. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Any boy can have a baby, can lay down and have a baby, but it takes a man to raise them, just like it takes a village to raise a child. You know, it's not something that's done alone. But I commend you for being a man. I commend you for making that statement, because actually I was going to say that at the close of the show, but you said it for me, so I don't have to say it. But thank you so much, and thank you for coming on as a guest. I enjoyed you guys. Again, everybody, stick around. I'm going to go ahead and play one song that I was asked to play. And other than that, I want to say goodnight to everybody. I enjoyed you guys, and we do this every week. And what I tell my guests is hit my inbox. You want to talk about a subject, hit my inbox on what you think it should be. And if I haven't done it in the last month, we can go ahead and do it again. But anyway, I want to say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to play this last song to end out, and everybody have a great night. All right. Okay. So this has been a really great show. I see a lot of people with your hands up. I'm sorry I can't pick up your lines, because if I pick you up, it's going to eventually hang up, because the show has actually ended 27 minutes ago. So we're a little bit over it, but I'm going to still play this song because I was asked to play it by an artist that actually made it, and that was Bill Blass.
You mothers have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how.
...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man. And spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how tripe it is, all I do is give, everything they take, me they trying to break, give me no support, just child support, keep me up in sport, we fight and sport, all the things I bought, everything I taught, please suffer to this, I'm suffering.
The woman must play an important part in the development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how tripe it is, all I do is give, everything they take, me they trying to break, give me no support, just child support, keep me up in sport, we fight and sport, all the things I bought, everything I taught, please suffer to this, I'm suffering.
Everybody, again, for calling in to Speak Your Mind Radio. I hope everybody has a great night. And we, again, do this next Thursday, same time, same place, 10 p.m. And like I said, inbox me your topics. Inbox me stuff that you guys want to talk about for next week. And I'll take it into suggestions. And however many suggestions I get, I'll go ahead and do it. Or I may just do a free show next week. But I look forward to speaking to everybody next week. Again, thank everybody and have a great night.